Sam Nation Talk Radio 790 KBC. Friday night, we made it. Hooray. Okay, well, before, what am I going to do tonight after the show? Well, the night will still be young, okay? 8 o'clock, the night is young. And I, for one, plan to go out and have an adult beverage. What are you, you too? Robbie, are you even of age? Oh, the beard is, you got that beard in kindergarten, as I recall. Well, I'll tell you why. Let me explain. Can I get personal for a second here? My wife and I, Mrs. Sam Nation, we are celebrating 12 years together today. Yeah, Sherry sometimes, I wish she got, you know, O.J. Simpson's parole board. If only they could have let her off that easy. So she's busy serving 12 years to life. And I think she'd agree it's hard time. You only have to put up with me, what is it, an hour a night? Not even. You share me with John Wolfe. I mean, can kind of mix it up a little bit. Sherry doesn't get commercial breaks. Think about that. So anyway, anniversary night, big night, going out on the town here, Orange County style. We'll be in bed by 9:30. Okay. What else is going on? Oh, Sean Baby Huey Spicer is out. Now, I like Trump. I never liked Sean Spicer. The thing is, the conventional wisdom that Sean Spicer was defending the indefensible, and that, you know, any person, I mean, you could put the devil himself behind that lectern, behind that podium there in the White House press corps briefing room, and he could not talk himself out of some of the shenanigans that the Trump administration is pulling. So goes the conventional wisdom. And that, of course, was all fine and dandy until Sarah Huckabee Sanders showed up. And she broke two enormous stereotypes in one giddy, giddy go. Which was, of course, the first thing is that Trump favors beautiful, svelte, blonde women. Which I hate to be, this is radio. So I'm not going to launch into a full description of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, but she's neither svelte nor blonde. But she is extremely competent. And I remember the very first press conference, and we were here, we did it together, we talked about it. You know, the thing was over, and I go, God, replace him, replace that guy right now, get rid of him. But the irony here is that they weren't replacing Sean Spicer, they were replacing his boss. They were replacing the White House communications director. And Spicer quit over the naming of Anthony Scaramucci. Then he retracted it. There was a tweet. What time was that tweet? Do we have that? I don't know. Somewhere I saw it about 1-2 o'clock in the afternoon. I saw this tweet where Spicer goes, "It's been an honor to serve in the White House, and I'm just gonna stay here through August." And I called producer Ryan. I said, "Oh, he's staying. Did you see the tweet?" And he hadn't, because he was busy working on other important Sam Nation material. But then producer Robbie reminded me that through August conceivably could be as little as 9 days. So, you know, no, the operation does not hang by a thread here. But I'm just letting you know that that it was a good reminder. Through August is not a very long time. And part of the reason for this, why did he stay? Is that the question? Why did he? Because quitting was an enormously meow meow pussy hat move. You don't just quit. Okay, where do you work? Go, in your workplace, how many people do you know that just storm out, you know, pack their stuff, and do a Jerry Maguire. You know, just take the goldfish, say, you and me, we're leaving. We're out of here. That happened in our office. I don't know if I'm not ready to share that. Maybe later, maybe I'll do it here. Those of you who hang on till the end of the show, I'll share with you a personal Jerry Maguire story that happened at my place of business. Anyway, but look, you don't do that. That's the point. You don't do it, especially when you're in the White House. You don't just say, I quit. I'm out of here. You know, I didn't get my way, because that's what it was. Somewhere people are reporting that that Spicer says, you know, Scaramucci, who is the new White House press director, Anthony Scaramucci, they call him Mooch. Mooch. So that's how we're going to refer to him here on the as Mooch. Don't be alarmed. It is a term of endearment. Anyway, Spicer said, over my dead body is this guy coming in. And I guess Trump looked at him and said, all right, well, it's time for your dead body, because it's happening. Now, and so then he quit. This is just a bad move. So he clearly thought about it. He cleared his head. You know, he had a vitamin juice and ate a Milky Way or whatever it was that let him kind of get his head back in the game, and then fired off a really nice tweet. And by the way, Trump handled this, the whole, you know, Trump and I don't know, I think Priebus too, they all handled it really well. I mean, they sent out very nice kind of innocuous tweets. They didn't take the bait to do anything crazy or respond in any kind of crazy way. So the good news is that Spicer will stay, cover this time period, very crucial time period, where Anthony Scaramucci's coming in, but before he's able to join the White House, he's got to clear all of his conflicts of interest. He's a wealthy guy. He's a founder. He's 53 years old, founder of SkyBridge Capital, big Wall Street firm. Used to be an Obama donor. It's very interesting about this guy. And then he probably wanted his money back, like a lot of people out there. So he then became kind of a back to the Republican fold. And he actually in the primaries this last time ago around, he went in and he was first with Scott Walker, and then with Bush, he was with Jeb. But anyway, he knows Priebus. He knows Reince Priebus. The two of them are pals and friends. And he threw some cold water, by the way, on this rumor that's going around that the two can't stand each other. So in the press conference today with Sarah Huckabee Sanders, this is what he said about his friendship with Reince Priebus.
There's been some speculation in the press about me and Reince, so I just want to talk about that very quickly. Reince and I have been personal friends for 6 years. We are a little bit like brothers, where we rough each other up once in a while, which is totally normal for brothers. There's a lot of people in here that have brothers, and so you get that. But he's a dear friend.
Yeah, and exactly. So he explains that away. Because, you know, before the guy even starts in the job, all the libs in the press want to make a whole new set of backstories to this new palace intrigue. So he shoots that down. In fact, I would say his whole presser was very competent. I'll play some more clips for you as we go through this. But at any rate, this guy, you will remember him if Mooch's name sounds familiar to you. It's because back in June, CNN ran a report about him where they linked him to a $10 billion Russian investment fund that was somehow set up through Scaramucci to influence the Trump apparatus. Because after, I skipped the part of the story where Scaramucci is working with Jeb, he's there, and then he later comes on board to the Trump campaign. He's one of the Trump surrogates, and was a part of the Trump campaign even through the transition. So he worked. He's worked with Trump, but just did not get a gig originally in the White House. Now, a lot has been made of the fact that this guy is a rich guy, that he's wealthy, that he and that he's going to have entanglements. And he's got, he had a great answer for this because he got up there and he said, "Look, if you want a cabinet, if you want a White House that is comprised of successful Americans that have in some capacity achieved some modicum of success in the business world, they're going to have entanglements." And then he explained, "Look, this is why I'm going to take some time. And I'm not going to start in my position right away because we're going to let the ethics people in the White House kind of comb through my portfolios, make sure I need, if there's any investments that I need to divest myself of, to do that before I officially begin my capacity working in the Trump administration." So that's a wise move. That's exactly what he ought to be doing. And this guy, I promise you, this is good news all the way around. Good news if you actually want this country to get moving. Good news if you like Trump. Good news even if you don't like Trump, but just are sort of ready to move on from this ridiculous, you know, tit for tat news cycle nonsense where we're going down these wormholes chasing ghosts, okay? And in the process, not getting health care done, not getting taxes done, not getting reduced regulations, not building a wall, not making our country safe, and the list goes on and goes on and goes on, right? So if you want to see this administration just at least get moving, even if you don't like the guy, this is great news. Because, and he explained this, there is a spread between the good that Trump is doing, and I don't even... You know, hell, I don't even have time to address some of the good stuff. I'm always reacting to this insane nonsense that's coming out from the Washington Post, MSNBC, CNN, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm reacting to it as well. And that's sort of how this works. Then you're not focusing on the stuff that is being done that is helping move the country forward. And perception, guys, perception is reality. Okay? It's like that in politics. It's like that even in business to a large extent. So you've got to control the message. It's the message. And if you can stay on message, it's a good thing. So Scaramucci, name sounds familiar. I began telling you that. It's because back in June, he is the guy who was accused of having that fund with Russia. And you know what he did? Well, the story, we later learned the story was just patently false. It was total nonsense. There are rumors. My sources told me that there was up to $100 million lawsuit threatened. He went to CNN and just was ready to rip them a new one. And the fallout, you remember this? The fallout was those three nincompoops over there at CNN Investigative Reports all resigned. I don't know if they Sean Spicer'd. We don't know. We don't know how spectacular it was. But yeah, and well, one of them at least was a Pulitzer Prize winning nincompoop. So, I mean, this was, and this is the guy that forced it to happen. Now, I'm going to throw this out there as an obvious tell on this deal. Okay. How many times does the CNN print utter nonsense? How many times do they broadcast total crap? Like all the time. It's what they do. I mean, they got 24 hours a day of their stupid news channel going. They got to fill it with something. They want to fill it with stuff that's negative on Trump, negative on Republicans, negative on conservatives. So what are they going to do? They're going to eventually have to make stuff up. How many times do they fire reporters? Okay, or ask them to resign when they get something wrong, when they print just fabricated nonsense. It's not very often. And my point here is that Scaramucci, the guy who's coming in, Anthony Scaramucci is coming in to the White House to be comm director, to be we'll call him the architect of the president's message. This guy was media savvy enough to know exactly what to do, how to do it, and to execute a lethal blowback. We'll call it a KO counterstrike, right? He just neutralized the enemy. He did what Sean Spicer never could. And I am positive that Trump saw that. And it was at that point in time that he realized, I need this guy on my comm team. I need this guy articulating the message of my administration. I want this guy in the room working with me to advance this thing that we're doing. I guarantee you that's where it started. So, and I'm going to talk about Sessions too. I've got very different thoughts as per usual than what is the usual establishment thinking on this. Okay, don't go anywhere. Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, back right after this.
Talk radio. 790 KABC.
Sam Rejofsky, Sam Nation, Talk Radio 790 KBC, and we are live from the Sweet James Studios, deep behind the orange curtain this Friday evening. Hope you're getting your weekends underway and are enjoying a little bit of a break after a long and perhaps tedious week, depending on what it is that you do. 800-222-5222 is the phone number if you want to be on the program. Also, my email is sam@samnation.com. And we're talking about this Anthony Scaramucci cat, who will now be, starting next month, the new communications director at the White House. Now, this means... Oh, part of the shakeup, Spicer was asked to stay on. That's at least what the buzz is. And Spicer, I don't know if it was Melissa McCarthy. It was definitely, I think it was Sean. Do you think she could show up in the building? Would they know? Would they know the difference? No, I think they would. But Sean Spicer said, no, I don't want to stay. If this guy comes in, I'm out. And then he quit, and had to be... I don't know, coaxed to stay on for a few days and cover things. The new White House press secretary, the person taking Sean Spicer's place, is a familiar face. It's no one new. It's Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And I think she just is such heads and shoulders above Spicer. She's just thick-skinned and... competent. She just has a really pleasant, competent demeanor. She doesn't give an inch. She's tough, but she's not nasty. And that's what you really want. When somebody's up there, it's like a piñata getting beaten left and right by all the crazy people in the press. You want somebody who's unflappable. But the greater story, I think, gloating, we'll call it gloating in the background in all of this, is that, what's... The wheels are coming off the Trump presidency. Before our very eyes, we see Trump's White House coming apart. And it's almost, I don't know, it's almost with a certain degree, I said gloating, right? It is gloating. See, he can't retain people. And I'll tell you what, it irks me so badly because... I describe Trump moving to the White House and the Trump administration something like Trump starting a new business. So the business that he has had for years, the Trump Organization, you really can't pour any of that over. He's tried. He's brought in some people that he's trusted. And the outrage. Oh, my gosh. How dare he bring Ivanka in? And how dare he bring in Jared? And how dare? OK, so you see, you can't really do that. So you've got to build an enormous bureaucracy from scratch where every person that is left over from the Obama years is hostile to you. It's tremendously stressful. And in that process, you're going to find people, you're going to have people in that room that are loyal to you, that are like Spicer, who earnestly want to do well and want to do a good job, but who just aren't cutting it. They're not cutting it. And what you have to do in those scenarios is you've got to be willing to change tact. You've got to be willing to make changes. You must not just continue with what you had. So the criticism that Trump's, the administration's falling apart and that you've got this growing daylight between him and his top lieutenants is nonsense. Expect more changes. I'm telling you that right now. Expect more changes. And also, all right, for all you haters out there, I'm going to just lay it out right now. Expect more apologies from me for it. Okay, because in a business, yeah, I remember one time I had to fire a bunch of people all at once, more or less. Within a couple weeks, I fired a bunch of people. And I learned from jealous outsiders in the industry, look, Sam, things aren't going well over there, you know. It's losing people. I got rid of the losers. That's what I did. I got rid of the dead weight. And we came out of it stronger. That is exactly what we're talking about. All right. Got some press reactions to this. Also, don't worry. I'm going to talk about Sessions. Not dead weight, but I have a strong opinion on it, as usual. All right. My man John Wolfe is up next with the news, and I will be back after this.
Talk Radio
790 KABC. I'm reading here that a cartel leader in Mexico ate human flesh tamales. Yeah, I mean, why do we really need to build a wall? We should do what that guy wants to do, right? Just build a Statue of Liberty. Okay, Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC, live from an undisclosed location on the right side of the Orange Curtain, a.k.a. the Sweet James Studios, Friday night, 800-222-5222, and my email, sam@samnation.com. So Anthony Scaramucci, big shakeup in the White House. Sean Spicer is out. The man-child is gone. It's a bad day for Saturday Night Live. I don't think... Can I say one more thing about the Scaramucci guy? I was watching him, and I don't think he's going to be someone who you can do an easy caricature of. I mean, Spicer was a gimme. I mean, it was the guy. The guy was up there. He looked like a sweating lump. And he gets a little tick. And he just looked so uncomfortable in his own skin. But Scaramucci, you know, he's the 800-pound gorilla. I mean, he is a legit guy. He's used to holding his own in the room. But, you know, interestingly enough, there's an anecdote. I have it here somewhere. Scaramucci cited it in his book. He wrote a book called Hopping Over the Rabbit Hole, How Entrepreneurs Turn Failure into Success. I haven't read it, but judging from the title, I think I would enjoy it because he's absolutely right. That's what entrepreneurs and successful people do, athletes and the such, et cetera, et cetera. Now, he's talking in the book. There was a section where he spoke about how not to take criticism personally. And he was at some fundraising luncheon, and he had just been ripped apart by some bloggers and reporters. This was during the campaign, and he was seated near Trump. This is before the election. Mr. Trump. And Trump noticed that he was kind of down. He was just sort of feeling a little bit blue. And so Scaramucci mentions that he, you know, just got savaged by some reporters, and Trump responded. I love this quote. I'll read it to you verbatim. Look, it comes with the territory. You're gaining a high profile, which means it's time for people to start shooting at you. Buck up. Big deal, you were raked over the coals a little bit. So what? It has been happening to me for over 30 years. I laugh at the hit pieces now. The sooner you build your resistance up, the better. That was advice from Trump. Now, by the way, does that sound like Trump is this guy that just licks his wounds in a dark corner and just, you know, just seethes over criticism? I don't know. I mean, sometimes people give advice that they don't necessarily take themselves. But I think Trump is a lot more self-aware from what I know, more self-aware than people give him credit for. So this is... They've known each other for a while. There's mutual respect. Scaramucci has taken, obviously, the words of advice from Trump that he was given and licked his wounds and moved on. And that was that. So, Where does all this go? How does this all work? What do we see here? Oh, there's a reaction from the media, some very predictable reactions. Here's what happened on Morning Joe today.
Everyone at the table here knows Mooch. He's a well-known figure in New York, widely. People like him. He's a good guy. What do you think why does he want this job? Why would anybody want to be White House Communications Director? If you're a rich guy from New York, he's got some dough. Like, what's he thinking?
Because you're right there with the President of the United States. I mean, that's a big deal.
But what are you doing for this President? Forwarding his tweets? Retweeting him?
That was Nicole Wallace, a total tool. What are you doing for the President? Forwarding his tweets? Lame. Here is what Mooch said. This is killer. This is why he wants to take the job. Have a listen.
We talked a little bit about the White House. We talked a little bit about our personal relationship. And then when he extended the offer to me, I said I would do it because I want to serve the president. You know, one of the things, I have a lot of family members that serve in the American military. Unfortunately, my generation, I'm born in 1964, I did not serve. I filled out the selective service. It's one of the regrets for my life. So this is an opportunity for me to serve the country. I love the president. I obviously love the country. Look at my life experience here in the country. And so it's an honor to be here. It's an honor to stand here, actually.
It's just fantastic. It's just beautiful, straightforward, to the point, and a total pimp slap back at Morning Joe and Nicole Wallace. All right, don't go anywhere. Sam Rogowski, back right after this.
Talk Radio. Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
What are you doing out there right now? Are you driving? Sam Rogowski here. I want to make sure that you're safe. Keep two hands on the steering wheel. If you see somebody trying to paint their toenails while driving the car next to yours, give yourself a buffer. Speed up, slow down. Just get out of the way. You don't want to be near them when disaster strikes. Now, if they do happen to bump into you, you get hurt, you've got to know who to call. And you want to make sure you get the right lawyer that's going to guide you through the case, the right lawyer that has the right infrastructure behind him, that has a solid firm that's going to take your case, work it up, help you, guide you, direct you, and give you. It's important to get the right advice. Because things that happen to you at the beginning of a case like this, you think it's just all automatic. It's not. And the insurance companies want to take advantage of you. Trust me. Don't let that happen. Call the attorney that we trust here on the program, Attorney Sweet James Bergner. His phone number, super easy, even though I forget it from time to time. 800-881-2021. 1-800-881-2021. So don't forget it. You don't forget it. Let me mess that up. When was that? Wednesday? Yeah. I do know his website, though. SweetJames.com. That's right. Okay. Sam Rogowski, Sam Nation, Talk Radio, 790 KBC. And there is some hubbub going around that perhaps Attorney General Jeff Sessions is on the outs. Now, this is in part due to the fact that Trump gave that wide-ranging interview to the New York Times 2 days ago, and he really let Sessions have it. Trump is furious over the appointment of Bob Mueller and the news now that Mueller is expanding his investigation. This is no secret. I don't think that this was in the least bit not predictable. So we've got a problem. And it's true. I see these defenses right now. I had a good one here. Who was this from? Where was Quinn? My goodness, too many. Quinn Hillier. He wrote a defense of Jeff Sessions from Donald Trump. In fact, Quinn's piece ended up going all over the place. Everyone was retweeting it. Yeah, you had Brit Hume retweeting it. Agree with this 100%. I'm trying to do my Brit impression. I agree with this 100%. You can't move your lips if you do Brit Hume. Anyway, the Republicans are all, the establishment Republicans are all having a cow right now. Because you can't attack, Jeff Sessions, his credibility and his honor are just beyond reproach. I don't think Trump was attacking his honor. I think Trump was attacking his guts. And that's, I want Trump to succeed. I I didn't vote for Trump because I like Donald Trump. I voted for Trump because I like Donald Trump's agenda. It's a critical difference. I will support the president to the extent that he represents the change that I want to see happen in Washington. To the extent that Trump will take care of the things that he promises, flush out the swamp, et cetera, I'll support him. The problem I have is that right now, the environment, I mean, they're Mueller's out to destroy him. He's got Preet Bharara. He's got a staff that is literally stocked with huge anti-Trump Democrats. It's a witch hunt. And so what Trump needs in his Justice Department right now is a killer. I mean, where are the leak prosecutions? Can we talk about that? I would expect by now that some people would some heads would begin to roll. I also think that the investigation into the Clinton Crime Family Foundation could be reopened. There's serious wrongdoing there. It's blatant. It's there for everyone to see. They're raking Trump over the hot coals or some, you know, maybe he went to the bathroom with Putin for 10 minutes. It's absurd. Whilst Hillary Clinton, for years with her husband, has been shaking down foreign governments and actually affecting our country's foreign policy in relation to those governments based on the contributions that those governments made to her. It's blatant. But I think that Jeff Sessions is a gentleman and he doesn't want to rock the boat. And on that basis, it worries me, and I can see why Trump is worried and maybe might need a change. All right, we're out of time. I'm back. Just give me a couple minutes here. Get some advertising in. Don't go anywhere. Back after this.
Talk Radio, Talk Radio. 790 KABC.
All right. Look, the Trump with Sessions. The defense from the Republicans is nearly unanimous. Trump, you can't fire Sessions because he's a good guy. He was a supporter of yours. And, oh, my favorite one. You can't fire Sessions because he's your friend. Well, I will tell you, as a man who has fired his friends, because over the years, from time to time, I have had a friend work for me. And it's not pretty. But you get the job, because of a friendship or a loyalty. But you keep the job because you do the frickin' job. That's how that works. I mean, I remember we hired my partner's brother, and he's a phenomenal guy. He is really a key employee in our organization. And I remember I sat down with him. I said, "Well, look, you know, I know you're the brother. I'm not going to treat you like the brother. We're going to treat you, you're here because you're the brother. I mean, that's how you know about the job. But if you get the job, you are just like anybody else. You're held to the same standards, if not maybe sometimes a little bit higher because it's the image of it. You know, we just don't want to be that kind of office that plays favorites. So I realize, I understand that Sessions is the first senator who endorsed Trump and was an early supporter and was there for every step along the campaign. But my God, for 8 years, we watched Obama operate his Justice Department like his own personal law firm. It was an extension of the White House. And by the way, that's the way it's supposed to work. That's the way it's in the Constitution. Dershowitz has a little tiny trumpet that he plays every day to whoever will listen about how the president directs the Justice Department. The president is the boss. He can do it. And so for 8 years, we watched Obama and no criticism right from this press that is having a field day with Trump. And the same press is saying, whoa, this is an independent office, and this is an, and the worst is, my gosh, are these Republicans that buy it. They buy into it. They are so desperate to please the Democratic voices, these demagogues of the left. They are so determined to crawl up their bodily orifices. Sorry, I got angry. I apologize. Why kiss their A-money monies? They're not going to get anything back for it. No, Trump needs a killer. I don't know who that is. People are saying Ted Cruz. I don't know. I'm going to think about it over the weekend. I definitely will talk. And then they're furious about the civil asset forfeiture. And it's a big word. People don't understand it. I want to get into this on Monday. I really do. I know 10 million things are going to come up, but I need to explain this to you, because if you understand what this is and you understand that Sessions is supporting it, you are going to want Sessions out of there, because this law is total nonsense. All right. Well, look, it's the weekend. Happy weekend. I'll be back Monday. Yay. 2 days. Talk to you then.